And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams today on Right Side Radio. We're solid conservative and just plain right. I'm going to change to a new dipper. Give me that sound effect for some home fries there, Big Rig. Yay. I'm excited I got one. I got at least one sound effect in. We're going to switch and pivot to library lunacy. And there has been some things going on in libraries here in North Alabama. I always like to touch on it to make sure that everybody is just well educated on the things happening. I have got Elizabeth Stewart. She's with the Republican Party in Limestone County and kind of want to talk to her about some things that are going on there with the library and with the library board and just kind of get an update of, you know, what's happening in Limestone County. Or Crimestone County, as some people like to say. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Hi. Well, that was quite the introduction.
Sorry. Had to slip that in. It was a funny joke.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I'm so glad that you brought up the Republican Party, because I think that is such an important aspect of this. Because if we go back to over a year ago, it was actually the governor that took the initiative to do a huge investigation into libraries all across Alabama, found a lot of obscene material for minors, and actually called on every local library board to examine their local policies, examine material selection, and to strengthen it to protect minors. And so that's what has been going on, at least in my neck of the woods in Limestone. We've had a number of parents and grandparents that mm-hmm. for almost a year now have been faithfully representing conservative issues. They really followed the statewide investigation. They're following what's happening in Montgomery with changing state policy. And what we're seeing is basically a complete stalemate and stalling by our local library board. We asked almost a year ago of our local library board to adopt policy to protect minors. We had an extremely progressive left material selection policy that was an open door for anything and everything, zero age-appropriate criteria.
In a place as conservative as Athens and Limestone County?
Yes. And keep in mind, this is the one library. Athens Limestone County has a joint library board. It's funded by the county and the city. Mm-hmm. And so this is it. And nothing was done until the end of May after they pulled down their public policy and had nothing public because they didn't like that their policy said that their board was illegitimate. Ah. And so they pulled it down and then they put it up and replaced it with a policy that states that there's still no age-appropriate criteria for books and that 13-year-olds are now adults. So anything 13 and up is considered it's fine for an adult.
13?
Oh, yes. I mean, this did not come from Montgomery. They followed no guidance that has come out from the State Library Board. I'm not saying that they won't, because they probably will have to funding-wise in the future, but on their own initiative, that's what they said. No guidelines for children. Keep in mind, every library has a section for kids up through 6. And then 7 to 12 and 13 to 17.
Right.
So they list nothing except that 13-year-olds are adults.
That's insane.
It's just wildly, lazy and unprofessional. And at this point, I think it's purposeful, because they have been asked, they have been given examples of what is being done in other parts of the state. They even had an example of what APLS recommended.
Right.
And they didn't do that either.
So are they in danger of losing their funding?
If they don't change it. I mean, it's just wild that we've gone 10 months asking for this, and then that's what they put out in May. And they also, by the way, put out in May a doubling down of Limestone County citizens are going to continue funding this jointly with Athens City, but Athens City is going to continue getting all 5 seats and no term limits.
How is this possible? The county has more population.
Unprofessional. The chair of this board is in his 14th consecutive year as chair.
What?
14th year. And the vice chair is in his 9th consecutive year. And now Limestone County citizens are hiring an attorney to determine the last time a legal board has existed in limestone. So it's sort of funny you bring up crimestone, because this went before the state library board, which is very diverse. And all seven members said, 100%, we need legal advice to figure out if this board is legal and how to make it legal.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
It's unbelievable.
Do you not have most of the population in Limestone County, not in Athens, right?
Correct. Athens City represents about a third, actually about less than a third. Limestone County is huge. We have 110,000 citizens, and it is rapidly growing. Athens City is about 30,000 of those. So the citizens are technically paying twice, because they're paying via the county commission, but state funding, if I'm not wrong, is largely given based on population. And so right. Athens City never submitted documentation that 15 years ago they renamed it the Athens City Library Board, and they haven't had a county pick on there for 15 years.
That's taxation without representation. Didn't they? We had some tea in a boat going to Harvard over stuff like this. I don't understand the thought process here, or the arrogance that says we don't have to have representation for 2/3 of our population.
Well, and we need our county commission to demand it, we need the citizens to realize that it's not just about the seats. Every library policy is made by the library board. It's very easy to try to blame, you know, library directors and specific librarians, but policy is made by that board.
Right.
And so at least here in Limestone, if we want to see a board that voluntarily is complying with the governor's request and at least is understanding her concerns, we're going to have to mix this board up a bit, because in the last year they have shown that on their own accord, they're not interested in doing what she's asking.
Obviously. But it also sounds like there needs to be a real change in leadership there. I mean, it's just, you can't have 14 years of the same leader. I mean, it just seems like the mob or something. Like, how are they up in there for that long, and why? This is like an unpaid board?
Supposedly, it has to be unpaid, but I mean, we're getting to the point where Athens City is having their Athens City attorney come to the last library board meeting to reiterate to the public that they don't have to do term limits. I guess I'm actually an Athens City resident, and so to me, they have their legal reasons for saying that, even though their public policy for 15 years said the exact opposite. But outside of whether you have a reason to do it, it's unprofessional, and you shouldn't want to be doing that.
Agreed.
It looks bad on the state. It looks bad on the area. And it is absolutely disenfranchising taxpayers that make up the majority of Limestone County.
I agree. Well, there's the music. We're going to have to go. Thank you so much for explaining this to us. I appreciate you coming on.
Tell your people that they can log on to Gifts and Go and the fundraiser for legal actions there.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. All right, we will be back, guys. Thank you.